listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hour number one underway. It's the Sports Hangover. Brand new week for you. July 15th. Not this week. Not this week. Not this week. Next week. Next week, your New Orleans Saints begin training camp on Friday the 26th. The vets will report on the 25th. Rookies before that. Next week. Can you even believe that? Like, what does that even sound like to your ears, Saints fans? Next week, football is back. A couple of teams will start this week, especially the ones that will be playing in the Hall of Fame game, including your
Atlanta Falcons.
We'll talk a little bit about the NFL over the next 2 weeks here as well as we've done the last several years on the Sports Hangover. What we like to do is the 2 weeks before training camp begins for the teams, as you kind of look at every division, we'll take a look at the different storylines for every team. All of that is coming up in the next several days. SEC Media Days underway today, LSU, late afternoon. They will get underway. Matt Moscona, and after further review, really ESPN, Baton Rouge is up there. They'll be broadcasting live for the week, so they will have the very latest. The Tigers, with three football players of their own, will be chatting a little bit later today. We'll keep you posted on all of that when it comes on. Ed Ogeron, 355 to 425 on the main stage. Joe Burrow, Lloyd Cushenberry, and Grant Delpit, 430 to 5 o'clock. They will be available to the media. So Matt will have that. We'll have some of those highlights tomorrow, obviously, since it's after we go off the air. Coming up at 12:30 should be fun because it's that time of the year. Lists and also Madden rankings. Jordan, I know you love yourself some Madden rankings, and I know what you're doing tonight. Do we have a time? Do we have an exact time tonight for the big ratings event? Not Madden. No.
2K.
2K20. None other than Antonio Davis.
He will be hosting the Twitter rating show.
Boy, I can't wait, huh?
This is your first time doing something like that, though. Do you look back and say, okay, I learned something. I'm going to do this differently if it ever comes up again. Do you wish you did anything differently?
No. I wish I did it the way I did it. Obviously, this is different, and I'm excited about the future.
He is. Little tease of what's coming up in this segment. AD sat down, 15-minute interview with Rachel Nichols, Jordan, and some interesting sound in there. I'll let you be the judge of what you think, but yeah, nothing different, Jordan. Matter of fact, he was doing us a favor. He did. And I've said this before. I got no ill will. I'm gonna applaud when he shows up because I think the franchise is in better shape because of it. I don't think you have the front office moves. I don't think you have the excitement coming out of Summer League, which came to an end yesterday with the Pels. And can you say heartbreaking fashion in Summer League, Jordan? Can you say heartbreaking fashion? Because you were like, they're going to get to the final for the first time ever. And they just couldn't pull it out against Memphis. Yeah, anytime you travel off the inbound ball when you're up one with 3 seconds, all you really got to do is just inbound it. Didn't do it. Gave Memphis the ball. They wound up winning. Anyway, so we can talk a little bit about that as Summer League comes to an end. Will Guillory of The Athletic will join us at 12:15 to chat about that. At 12:30, though, John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles. The Madden ratings are out. That's right. Who got disrespected the most? Because nothing matters more, in turn, than the ratings you have on Madden. Nothing. There's no greater level of disrespect than the ratings you get on Madden. If you don't get high ratings, disrespected. Highest rated Saint. Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is? Who is it?
Probably Alvin Kamara.
Michael Thomas, 95.
Oh, man, I picked the third.
Second highest rated Saint is?
Well, I saw it, so Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. 92. Cam Jordan, 91. Kamara, 90. Then you got a bunch in the 80s in there. Jared Cook, 87. Sheldon Rankins, 83. Marcus Williams, 83. DeMario Davis, 85. Lattimore, 87. We're going to go over some of these. It's a little fun. John Hendricks, though, tweeted, the biggest snub on Madden 20. Who do you think is the biggest snub? And what he means snub is the disrespect. Come ratings.
If
who do you think it is?
If I had to guess, I would have to say Phillip Rivers.
No. Saint player.
Oh, a Saint player.
Yeah. Biggest disrespect Saint lines.
Will Lutz.
Taysom Hill. 56 overall. I mean, Taysom Hill, he's not 50. Where would you put him, though? If Drew's 92, if Drew is 92, Thomas is 95, Kamara's 90, Cam Jordan's 91, where's Taysom?
Well, I mean, the game really, I don't think they could make a whole.
Because he has an impact on his team, don't you think? He has an impact.
There might be a thing to where, like, you can't play multiple, like, in the game.
No, I understand. That's what I'm asking you. Right? When the engineers sat down and go, okay, what are we giving him?
What'd you say he got?
He's 56.
Oh, Jesus.
You're right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I got to put him in the 70s, I think.
70s?
I mean, a ton of Saints players in the 80s, right? Teron Armstead, Cooks in the 80s. Lattimore, 87. DeMario Davis, 85. Sheldon Rankins, 83. Marcus Williams, 83. I'm just looking at it as those guys impacting the game.
I put him at an 80.
You put him at an 80. Okay, so, right. So
80, 79.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Taysom Hill has an impact in the game. Period, end of story. So if you have an impact, it got to be above 7.
I mean, that might be because, like, they might just be placing him strictly at quarterback.
56.
It might be strictly at quarterback.
I see what you're saying. He plays so many different positions. Yeah. What do you do? But you know what? It's make-believe, so you can come up with the position for him on how to do the ratings. This isn't real. But it is funny, though, isn't it? How many people get bent out of shape? I mean, players will be tweeting about their rankings and their ratings. And today, what do you got? What do you think Zion's rating is going to be? NBA 2K20.
I don't think a lot of people will be happy with it. I think it'll be like 83. 84.
You're going in the 80s for
82,
Zion.
82, 80, 81.
Wow. What do you think AD's is going to be?
99.
Is he? Yeah. Really? You gave him 99?
Because he's in L.A.
Oh, L.A.
He's hosting the 2K show.
Well, yeah. What's he's LeBron? Somebody look me up when you're done with you, what you're doing.
Also.
Well, find out because I honestly don't know.
Well, that's tonight. You gotta find it. Tonight.
No. But look up last year's, because ADs and LeBron's have ratings last year. I would love to know. Is there a 99? I mean, Jordan would be 99 from the greats. Anyway, we're gonna talk with John Hendricks because it matters. This really matters. Actually, it doesn't. We're just trying to get to next Friday. Let's be honest, right? 1:15. Rafael Esparza is gonna chat with us. We'll touch on a handful of topics. We normally chat with him on a Friday, but there were some things that took place over the weekend. Wimbledon. Did you watch the marathon event between Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic? Joker winning in overtime there. In the tiebreaker in the extra sets. So we can get into that and discuss that. Obviously, Serena coming up short. It wasn't a pretty final at all. It looked like she blew through the field to her final on Saturday. 6-2, 6-2 later. I mean, just, you had extreme rules yesterday. If you're a wrestling fan, I'm a casual one every now and then. I'm looking at Twitter yesterday, and Brock Lesnar wins the title again, really. So we'll touch on that. What odds and things that happened on that. And, of course, as I mentioned, training camps begin this week for some teams. So we'll get into some of those. And then a tragic accident took place, I want to say late last night, early this morning. Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker hit by a vehicle and passed away. So we can talk about him. Lots of history, 1984 gold medalist, all that. So we'll get into some of that here as well. That's your show. Marlon's going to chime in at 2:15, and we'll get into that. Little SEC media days. I'll ask him about the SEC West and how competitive it can be, and what he thinks. Again, some of the teams that will be speaking going on today. I think Missouri is first before LSU. You pulled up 2019's 2K ratings,
yes.
Huh?
Okay.
So, number one rated player.
So number one rated player.
Number one.
There's a three-way tie.
Three-way tie for what's the ranking overall?
96.
96. So the highest player, yes, but in NBA 2K19.
Keep in mind.
Was 96.
These three cards are like their regular card that you can pull. There's like other cards that are like amethyst cards, pink diamond cards, and galaxy opal cards.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So you can improve your ranking.
Well, yeah, well, if
okay,
you
like, but this the, is what I'm but this what yeah, this comes this, out of the game.
Yeah, this is
before
like
you
straight off the
yes,
bat.
Yes, this is what they think they
if
are.
If you go into the regular play now,
right?
This is the rating.
Okay, so the highest rated players in NBA 2K19:
James Harden, LeBron James, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And they all have the same, huh?
96.
Okay.
And then underneath that, at 4 and 5 and 6, is Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry at 95.
Mm-hmm.
The lone soldier by himself at 7 with 94 is Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he is, 94. So you think he's going up, huh?
Oh, 100%.
He's going up.
100%.
Because he rested most of last year. Okay. So
that makes no sense.
He's going from 94, you think he's going up.
He's on He's on the cover of 2K.
Whoa.
He's going up.
Cover alone? What do you predict? Again, 96 is the highest you said?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. He can only go up 95. He's not going to 96. You are not putting him with Harden and Giannis.
I'm pretty sure James Harden's going to take a step down.
A step down, huh? Not LeBron?
Nope.
Wow.
It's going to be LeBron James. It's going to be Giannis at one this year.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James. Or no, it's going to be Giannis, Kawhi.
Giannis and Kawhi has got to be tied.
And then it's going to be Kevin Durant, James, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis.
That's where you're going? You're predicting your top five?
Yeah. It's going to be them.
What's Kawhi last year?
Kawhi was four.
He didn't play the previous year.
In 95.
So they had a high.
Exactly.
They thought highly of him.
Exactly.
And he won the title this year.
So he's going to be number one.
I think he's one.
He's going to be
He might be one.
He might be a 97.
Where's Travis at? Is there a travesty that LeBron's not number one? I'm shocked he's that high. Oh, that's terrible.
I'm gonna see if there's any leaks.
You think Zion's in the 90s?
No.
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 You're going no.
I don't think there's like been a rookie.
Where's Drew Holiday? Find Drew Holiday for me.
I think Drew Holiday's like in the 80s.
I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm just gonna say it right now. Zion, 85.
Drew Holiday's an 86.
86? Okay, so Drew was an 86. I'm going Zion, 85.
He's not going to be an 85.
You think he's going to be lower
he's
than an 85?
He's going to be a 79.
Okay,
or
so you're going, I'm writing you down. Jordan, you say lower. I'm going Zion, 85.
I mean, even if they have, I mean, it is Zion. They haven't been, like, there hasn't been a rookie this talked about since LeBron. So they might put him at an 85, but with all the other rookies that have come out in previous years, they've always been, like, in the set, like, high, like the number one pick is usually like a high 70 or like a very low 80.
Right. Anyway, I want to play one bite. I'm going to play the interview in its entirety at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. We'll do some bites coming up at 12:45. Again, great interview. It was 15 minutes by Rachel Nichols. And I'm glad that ESPN put up the entire interview, because if you go to the sound bank, you just grab something. They do it. Just shorter. Like sometimes a bite might be 45, 50 seconds. Okay. I got 3 hours. I got no problem playing the bite in its entirety. A lot of people may just want the 13 best seconds. The problem with that is it kind of changes, I think, perspective, right? I played you the tease, and here's what I'm talking about. I played you the tease coming into the show in which Rachel Nichols asks him, would you change about how you went about the trade request. Here's the tease I played you, because it's what ESPN plays in and out of commercials, and you might get most of it. And there's a soundbite that's just longer than this, not much, just longer. And I'm going to play the full bite, and you can maybe get more context. You'll see what I'm getting at.
This is your first time doing something like that, though. Do you look back and say, okay, I learned something. I'm going to do this differently if it ever comes up again. Do you wish you did anything differently?
No. I wish I did it the way I did it. Obviously, this is different, and I'm excited about the future.
Okay. So it kind of comes across, right? So like, man, I love what I did. Doesn't it? Like
screw the Pelicans.
Right. When you first hear it, right? I mean, honestly. And quite honestly, again, that about maybe 2 seconds after that, is the short bite that is available for download. If you listen to the entire interview, though, this is the entire thing.
And that was like a big thing, you know, for me. But I kind of, you know, I knew that I wasn't probably going to sign that extension. And that my time in New Orleans was definitely coming to an end. And, you know, I'll see a lot of people that say, wait, or you should have did it this way, that way. But for me, you know, I've been in the league long enough. You know, I'm a grown blank man. So I know, you know, what I want. And I think doing it at the time that I did it was definitely going to help the team to create packages for, you know, for me and benefit both parties. So and I did it just out of respect to Ms. Benson. You know, she's a great person. Great woman. And so I thought doing it at that time was definitely going to be beneficial for, you know, myself and for the organization to get the best package available so that way the organization is, you know, still in good hands.
So you see, Jordan's like I've been saying. He did it for us. He did it for you.
You know, the timing of the whole –
He did it for you.
The whole no call during that time was – That was very.
Now look, some of this is laughable. I'm going to get into you. We'll play some more bites. He never wanted to go to the Lakers. He was surprised as any when this happened. Stop. But this was the entire bite.
No, I wish I did it the way I did it. Obviously, this is different, and I'm excited about the future. You know, like I said, I had a great time in New Orleans 7 years, six and a half. give or take a couple months, but it was a great time for me. I created so many, you know, new friends. You know, I embraced their culture. I, you know, love their food. They're the ones who got me eating seafood now. So I love the city of New Orleans, you know, but from a professional standpoint and occupation in basketball, I felt like it was time for me to move on.
That's why I wanted to play that bite, though, because I'm telling you, most places, most stations, they download the bite of the, you know, it says AD on timing of the trade request, and it stops when he goes, you know, it's just my time. Literally right after that, he says, look, I love New Orleans, and I love the people there and all that. Again, whether you want to buy it or not, that's up to you. But I'm just saying, when you don't hear that and the bite ends, right? I mean, you understand what I'm getting at? It sounds a little different. Now, again, there's some parts where I think he's, you know, genuine and disingenuous, whatever it is. I'm going to play it in its entirety. You can hear it. We got a lot more bites to get into, but that's then. But Lynn, this is the first full-length interview he's given because he was introduced over the weekend. So Rachel sat down with him. So it is newsworthy. We'll play it. But, of course, the future is the Baby Birds. As we go to our first break, we'll come back and speak with Will Giller. We put a bow on the Pelicans' summer league season. It was pretty incredible. You thought about maybe two players going into summer league play, and you come out of summer league play probably talking about two other players. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover. You're listening to your home of Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
The new 2019 Dodge Charger has 45 years of muscle car heritage. From heart-pounding power to unexpected efficiency, it makes for one unforgettable ride. Don't miss out on your summer savings at the summer clearance event going on at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. WAC excluded, TTNL, CCAP bonus, plus finance with Chrysler Financial, non-prime, must have Beacon score of 620 or less, LD truck owner loyalty, must own an LD pickup.
Napa Know How.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa auto parts, marine, and industrial supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know How.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. In La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Summer League games are listened to right here on ESPN New Orleans. We're your home for Pelicans basketball this season. Last night, they did it to us again. We got excited. Oh, so close. How about Diddy?
Ty Allen takes it to the rim and finishes with the left hand.
NBA TV, ESPN, ESPN2. You saw the games all throughout the Summer League play. I loved the play of the draft picks, to say the least. Will Guillory of The Athletic joins us to talk a little bit about this. At Will Guillory is the way to follow him over on Twitter, at The Athletic NOLA as well, for all of the folks that cover New Orleans Deportes. And stay tuned this fall. Will, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing good, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Here I am. The kid's, you know, playing on the floor. He's playing with his little Disney Pixar cars. My wife's doing some dinner. We had a roast going. And I here I am on the edge of this little ottoman, and I got a beverage in one hand. I'm fist pumping the other. I'm like, no, that's a terrible call. I was invested in the final 40 seconds of regulation, invested in overtime. I think my big takeaway of Pelicans Summer League as they end in semifinal play is, you know what? It was at least somewhat entertaining to watch, and I liked to see some of the maybe future Pels that will be playing. What did you take away out of it?
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of an event this Pelicans fan base needed, you know, after dealing with all of that drama last year.
Yeah.
So many meaningless games, so many games where you look back and we're like, man, we thought they had some meaning to them, but it turns out they were pretty much meaningless in the big picture. And now you get these young kids in there, they're fun, these guys are invested in the team, and they enjoy playing with each other. And you see these guys, and not only are they doing well right now, but you see the potential for what they can become in the future. So it's just something for this fan base to be really excited about. It's something that they need, you know, after all of that nonsense they dealt with last year.
Nah, it's not nonsense. If you listen to the Rachel Nichols interview, he did it just for you, Will. He did it for us. I think what's interesting to me is, I think you would agree with me, right? Going into Summer League play that Friday game, we were all excited. July 5th, Zion. We want to see Frank Jackson take that next step. Here we are July 15th, 10 days later. I'm like, Jackson Hayes needs to get on the court. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see what, you know, NAW. I love NAW. I mean, now those three letters, the city knows what N-A-W stands for. It's going to be fun to see them go. Diddy, we'll see you soon when you come back from playing overseas. I'm excited about the three draft picks. It's crazy to think that 10 days ago it was Zion and Frank, and here I am talking about Jackson Action, Jackson Hayes, NAW, you know, Little Easy, some of the listeners are calling him. And then you got, you know, Didi, who played pretty well for the second round pick.
Yeah, and what's incredible is, you know, going into the draft, they were talking not only about Zion, they were talking about the potential of the Pelicans getting a guy like R.J. Barrett or Cam Reddish. And now you see the three guys that hit for them in this year's Summer League of guys. I'm pretty sure most Pelicans fans, when they were drafted, they went, who? Jackson Hayes, I never heard of that guy. Nikhil Alexander Walker, he's from Canada. And this kid, D.D. Lozada, so he's going to be overseas. Why are they using a draft pick on a drafted stats guy at number 35? And you see with this Pelicans front office, if we talked all season about David Griffin and Trajan Langdon and Quinn Cash and what impact they were making, you see now them paying immediate dividends on them finding these guys that most, you know, casual fans have never heard of. And you see them immediately producing, and you see that these guys pretty much know what they're doing. And, you know, that's something that we haven't been able to say for a while with the Celtics front office. These guys have been able to go out and find talent with these draft picks, and not only talent, but people that fit in exactly with what they want to do here in New Orleans. You can see Jackson Hayes running the floor in Alvin Gentry's system. You can see Nikhil Alexander Walker running those pick and rolls. Mm-hmm. And I think they're bringing in these type of guys to kind of do exactly what Alvin Gentry wants to do in his system. Play in the system that they're going to be playing up and down, and they're bringing in the type of guys who you want in the locker room surrounded Zion Williamson. I think the most impressive thing about Nikhil Alexander-Walker being in Vegas is not only the way he played, but just his approach and just his mentality and the way he talked after games about his teammates and the way he wants to get everybody involved and the way, you know, a team plays better when they all like each other. And this stuff, that stuff, you know, we all talked about last year about, man, it seems like this team likes each other, but it's something not there. There's something missing, you know, with this group. And you don't see that with this summer league team at all. It seemed like all of those guys loved each other. I thought one of the funnest parts about watching that game yesterday was whenever they made that extra pass, you saw all, what was it, like 40 people on the Pelicans bench? I mean, it was crazy seeing all of those Pelicans photos over there. But every time they would make an extra pass or get somebody else involved, it seemed like everybody was over there going crazy. And Zion was jumping up and down, you know, clapping for guys. Yeah. And I think that's what you want to see from this locker room more and more, is them coming together, being a tight-knit group, and being something that a group that, you know, Zion can really buy into, and Jrue Holiday can really buy into, and get back to what we saw with them a few years ago when they were going to the playoffs. And we're going to talk about how great the chemistry was and how much those guys are rooting for each other. And I think that's the type of environment David Griffin wants to put in this locker room moving forward.
All right, Will Guillory is the way to follow. Will Guillory, The Athletic. You know, you're talking about receptiveness. And when you have players that are willing to work hard, work together, learn, get better, and what have you, they're going to be receptive to when you walk in that locker room and Jrue Holiday says, all right, everybody, listen up. And I think that's what's intriguing to me and what was smart to me. IQ and mindset. Look, I get that some of the guys that you saw over the summer league games won't even be in the league. I mean, Didi's going to be playing overseas. I'm going to be in the G League. I get that. I do. So how do I judge what I see? And to me, Will, I judge on IQ and mindset. I loved hearing and seeing these guys after the game talking about what they were doing. They were talking basketball, and they gave me reasons for why they were making the plays they did. And then it's the mindset. They weren't afraid to take game winners that rimmed in and out for, you know, Alexander Walker. I don't mind seeing the mindset of, I'm going to the rim, I'm going to be aggressive. That stuff, man, that for years, Pels fans went, stop settling for a 30-foot jumper, go to the rim. You know, so I like that. I mean, one of our listeners last Thursday called them the Rim Reapers because we look like a team that's going to be attacking the basket and be flushing the ball. I mean, that's how I judge things, which is why I'm excited. Not necessarily the stats or the win-loss. It's the reasons that I'm seeing in the game.
Yeah, I 100% agree with everything you just said. And also what I loved about as we're calling him now, is that, man, that guy just loves the moment. And that's what you want to see from these guys out there in summer league. Some of these games are bigger than others. Some of these games is a packed gym, and some of them is going to be empty in the gym. But you saw every time there was a moment where the team needed him to get a big bucket, the team needed him to step up, you saw him just take on that role. Mm-hmm. And remember, going into his first game, Coach Fred Vincent was talking about how he wasn't even sure if he was going to play him at point guard. They had, you know, Jalen Adams, they had Lunda Peraza, two guys with, you know, real experience playing point guard at the college level, and Nikhil didn't really have that when he was at Virginia Tech. He was more of a combo guard, doing a little bit of everything, and you saw just him, they really didn't have a choice but to put the ball in his hands and let him run the show. And once they gave him that responsibility, he took it in stride, and he loved every moment of it as far as getting his guys involved, you know, playing defense on the other end, making sure Jackson Hayes get his lives. I mean, I tweeted out, you know, Nikhil Alexander Walker left hand alley oop to Jackson Hayes on repeat, because it seemed like we saw that play like four or five times during summer league. And I think you just saw him, just the way he, again, the way he approaches the game, his mindset, I think was extremely impressive. The way he can really be that floor general at such a young age. I mean, he's still only 20 years old, you know, still learning the point guard position, but you see he embraces that responsibility. And that's what you really want to see from a guard coming into the league, a guy that knows who he is, and is more than willing to step up and say, okay, this is my team, I'm running the show.
I think it's interesting too, Will, two final things for Will Guillory, The Athletic. After the game, you hear the staff talking about, hey, look, we thought we would just be trying to have a guy in Jackson Hayes to kind of learn and build the program along that way. And it looks like you leave summer league going, okay, we're going to have to find minutes for this guy. Same thing with maybe Alexander Walker. I think what's interesting, we chatted about this over the last 2 weeks. We haven't seen Favors, who tweeted, got some nice, sweet-looking new ink. But we haven't seen Favors, Redick, Ball, Ingram on this floor yet with Jrue. That's exciting, I think, in of itself, because that's players that have played in the league and you can sort of see how it fits, but to actually maybe have a bench and to maybe have some depth, I think is intriguing. I think that's a pleasant surprise going again by what the staff and some of the coaching staff said yesterday after the game.
Yeah, man, I think it's going to be incredibly tough for Alvin Fisher and that rest of that staff to figure out a solid rotation they can go into every night, because it feels like they go like 11, 12 deep at least. And, you know, that's before we even talk about some of the rookies. I think this team, for years, we talked about, man, who are they going to start at the three? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be the backup point guard? How are they going to get the ball out of Jrue Holiday's hands? I heard over and over again last year Alvin Gentry tell us, we would love to limit Jrue Holiday and Anthony Davis under 35 minutes a game, but we can't. Right. Well, we can't. We want to win games. And now that's completely out of the window. I mean, they're going to have too many guys to play next year. It's insane to see how much this roster has changed. And I think, you know, that's going to be a big challenge, but I think that's something that the staff is really excited about. I think you're exactly right. We went into the summer league thinking, man, and David Griffin has said this himself, that most people kind of looked at this as probably a red shirt year for Jackson Hayes.
That's him, right.
They wanted to get him in the gym with guys like Derek Favors, guys like Jahlil Okafor, just so he can kind of learn, figure it out. You know, the game of basketball is still somewhat new to him, which is crazy to say. I mean, the guy had 28 in a summer league game, and the game of basketball is still new to him. But I think, you know, now I find it really hard to see them keeping him off of the floor just because of everything he brings and the way he brings excitement to everybody else on the floor when he gets one of those crazy elbow blocks or he's hitting his forehead on the backboard or he's throwing down these reverse alley-oops.
Right.
I mean, it's insane, the stuff he's doing out there. And I think you got to get that guy out there somehow. And it's going to be tough with Jahlil Okafor and Jackson, Derek Hayes on the team. I mean, Derek Favors on the team. So I think, man, it's going to be tough. But I think you got to love to see what you're seeing from these guys. And they're going to get these guys some playing time when the real season starts. And we're going to see these guys grow more and more. And we're not even talking about, you know, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, some of these other young people.
Right.
This team is also excited about. So, man, this is going to be a fun year, a growth year for this team. But you see them putting something together. And it's not, well, maybe once these Lakers picks come in, we'll figure out whether this team's going. No, we see this thing coming together already, and you got to be really excited if you're a Pelican.
Final thing for you, SEC Media Day start today. So obviously, you know, you got the college football folks around here. Like, who's the rival for the Tigers? Is still Bama, yes or no? And I don't know if you can really say rivalries in the NBA sometimes. You can. And I saw over the weekend a couple of people that cover the Pels. It might have even been you, Will. They were talking about, is Memphis a team that perhaps in the future here, they got a lot of young assets, you know, Ja went 2, Zion went 1, and you saw how invested Morant was in that game yesterday.
He was in it.
Right, and you look, they got Grayson Allen there. I saw they got a lot of tall young guys that almost made Hayes ineffective towards the end there, to where they even pulled them out on the defensive end on certain possessions. I don't know if I agree with that, but still, you almost wonder proximity, what have you. Could Memphis be a future rival, if not soon to be, sort of just because both teams really going young and focusing that way?
Well, absolutely. I think, I don't know if people in L.A. would agree with this, but I think most Pelicans fans would say the Lakers are certainly a rival.
Right,
and
they
can't wait to see the Lakers come to town and who those guys. But I think I absolutely agree. I think going into the future, you know, that Job versus Zion argument, I think we're going to see that forever. I think watching those two young guys growing, to see Memphis, you know, following a little bit of the blueprint that the Pels have put out there as far as building through the draft, using some of their assets to go out and just add a bunch of draft picks to their roster. And I think you're going to see that Memphis team grow. And I think also you got to throw OKC out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be, for the next few years, it's going to be every other draft pick is going to be either OKC or the Pelicans when we're going through the first round. So I think it's going to be fun to see those three franchises grow and develop, you know, after years of having these star guys and, you know, the Anthony Davises and Marc Gasol, Mike Conley out there at OKC with Russell Westbrook, and now they're starting new, and they're going to be the new kids on the block in the Western Conference, and kind of seeing them develop, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But I think we're going to see more rivalries going forward with Zion and this Pelican team, just because, man, people are going to want to see them play, and they're going to be fun to watch with their style of play and these young guys, and people are going to want to go against them and prove that they're not running the Western Conference, you know, 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. But man, if David Griffin keeps doing his thing, I think it's going to be a hard argument to keep them, you know, away from the top of the West for sure.
Yeah, it's hard to believe he hadn't even been on a job 6 months, dude. So, I mean, let's wait to see what he does, because that's what's exciting about it. As we wrap up, Will, AD saying he's going to take himself out of, you know, Team USA and FIBA. I don't want to play in a world championship so he can focus on winning a championship. That's going to leave up a spot or two for Zion. Here's what I like, because Coach K came out and said, look, I wouldn't have had him play. He was not in shape. Let's not do that. That's a way to get in shape, though, right? Go practice with those guys. Even AD in a Rachel Nichols interview said that year when he went to the Olympics, he learned by seeing the other big names and what they did. He learned watching these guys work out before practice, lift weights after practice, how to eat, how to take care of their bodies. I think that's the kind of stuff you can't really teach, and I think it can benefit Zion. I'm all in favor of him going over there and being a part of that camp that he was invited to and practice and work out, because even Jordan said it, Will. Best way to get in basketball shape is to play basketball.
I absolutely agree, and I thought – your point about AD was perfect. I thought that was what I almost want to bring up. AD and that Olympic experience he had, yeah. I think for AD, what was really big for him was not only learning how to be a professional basketball player, which is, you know, something we've talked about before, the transition Zion is going to have to make them into the NBA. But I think learning how to be a superstar, learning how to handle everything that comes with that, with the media attention, with the work you have to put in, with understanding your teammates and knowing what it's like to have a city on your back, I think, being around those USA guys, I think that's going to be a real beneficial for Zion just to take all of that on, because we say it all the time. I mean, this guy's just a kid still. You know, he just turned 19 years old. You know, he's just leaving Carolina for the first time. He lived in South Carolina or North Carolina for his entire life. It's a whole different experience for him, being a different team, you know, different expectations. So I think that's going to be a really important experience for him. And just going to see guys who came into the league one way and learning how to expand your game and do different things to be effective, I think that's something Zion needs to learn as well throughout his whole life. He's been able to physically dominate everybody he's played for his entire life, basically, and now he's going to have to learn how to do it differently, attack the game in a different way, and add different skill sets to his approach, and I think that's going to be really important. Learning that from those guys and how they adapted their game to the NBA, I think that's going to be extremely important for him as he develops his game and learns how to be great in the NBA. I'm sure we all expect him to be great at some point, but he's going to have to do it a little bit differently. And I think hearing from those veteran guys how they did it, I think that's going to be really important for him. I can't wait to see him out there.
And look, anytime you get a minute, I would want to do it. To be in front of Greg Popovich, I mean, I'm good, you know, because all he did was coach David Robinson and Tim Duncan, Hall of Famers. You know, so I'm just saying it. Any chance you can pull him aside or listen to what he has to say, because you know he's going to give him some coaching and some suggestions and what to do and how to go about this league and what to – I'm in. So I can't get him out there fast enough. Looking forward to that, as well as more chatting with you, Will. We got to get you in the studio one day, man, as we get closer to the season. Love the coverage and love chatting. And, man, I can't wait till September.
Absolutely, man. I can't wait to come in the studio. We got to come in and talk everything for sure, man. I'm back in town.
I'm good.
With no more flooding, hopefully, in the near future. No more earthquakes. Right. We're on solid ground, so we're good now.
Whenever you're bored, man, you always have a free and open door in here, man. Come on in.
Absolutely, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Will. Will Guillory of The Athletic. Pels beat writer at The Athletic, NOLA, TheAthletic.com, and, of course, at Will Guillory on Twitter. We come back, John Hendricks. What will be the Madden? Forgot to ask him. I'll text Will right now. Forgot to ask him what he thinks Zion's going to be. Question of the day. I'm going 85. You're going 80, huh?
Yes.
The disrespect. That's so disrespectful.
I said 80, 81.
That's disrespectful. What's Drew Holiday?
He 86. Was an 86, yes. He better be a 90, an 89, ooh, or 89.
So you think AD is going to go from 94 to 95. Again, the highest is 96.
No, I think he goes from 94 to 96.
You think he's going to be one of the highest rated? Just
not because I want him to.
Right.
But because he's on the cover of 2K and he's going to LA.
All right. John J. Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles. He's going to join us next. This is Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hi, I'm Craig Morgan. You might know me for my songs, but before I sang country music, I served in the United States Army. For almost 20 years, I served side by side with some of the most resilient men and women I've ever met. They taught me that we all go through challenges, and one small act can make a big difference during tough times. If you're a veteran or a service member in crisis or even having thoughts of suicide, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. All it takes is one call, one chat, or one text to connect. Caring, trained responders are available 24/7 with free confidential support for veterans, service members, and the people who love them. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838255. One call, one chat, one text, one conversation can open the door to support. Reach out today. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. New name, same tools, same warranty. Stop in today and save up to 25% off select Hitachi tools. And save yourself some time. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order in store. For tools you can trust to get the job done right. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 317. See store for details, U.S. only.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, it is interesting to see Sean Payton, beautiful mountains in the background, hitting a golf shot off of the back of a boat. That's how he's spending his final 2 weeks before training camp. John J. Hendricks retweeting Alex Myers' tweet a few hours ago of that. John joins us now to talk a little bit about that. Saints getting closer to training camp, and of course, the all-important Madden ratings. John, what's going on this afternoon, man?
Hey, nothing bad. How about yourself?
Well, I'm not on the back of a boat trying to hit a recovery shot. You know, it looks like a wedge there. I give him credit. He dove right into the water, too, to get off of that, right?
Yeah, no doubt. He had some That's
the most
of that shot, huh?
He did. No doubt about it. Can you believe we're 2 weeks away from training camp? Not this Friday. Next Friday is day one, man. Practice one.
I can't. Obviously, you know, the Heat's going to be the number one storyline for the camp over at Metairie, of course. Mm-hmm. But, no, I think it's time. It's been a good couple of years now with the Saints, and now you're looking into this year where, hey, I think it's do or die, and I think they got the tools in place to make a real run at it. It'll be interesting to see how these positional battles shape up in camp.
Yeah, it's interesting when you're looking at some of the storylines heading into training camp that almost everything but, you know, things on the team. Michael Thomas, will that contract get done before training camp? 2 weeks left. You think it does, or you think they still continue the discussions throughout the beginning of camp?
Well, I think if you've learned anything about the Saints and the way they operate, I think they're going to try to keep it as quiet as possible, how they're moving and how they're talking with Thomas. And look, you know, we showed up to camp that day, and Camp Jordan was like, you know, downplayed. He's like, man, I don't know what y'all talking about, because that day he had got the news about his extension and such. So, look, I think they're working behind the scenes. They're doing a due diligence to make sure that both sides are at a happy, comfortable medium and such. And, look, I think, again, I told you before, I think there's a sweet spot for Michael Thomas. And, you know, I think one of the other things they might look at is what happens with Julio Jones and maybe look at some timing from that, too.
Yeah, no doubt. One of the other things that I think, look, it'll happen at some point. I don't know. I don't think it'll be contentious. I think they maybe settle around anywhere 19.5, maybe 19.5 to 20.
Yeah, I think anything north of 20 might be a little bit more. But again, at that point, if you're looking at 19.5, then, you know, what's another, you know, half a million, I guess, on top of that. But look, I think that's adequate. And, you know, Michael Thomas has shown that he's been a top wide receiver in this league now. And, you know, the history he's made and just the separation he gets and just overall just how reliable he's been, I think he's well-deserved.
I saw you just put up there, and it's the tweet from the Giants that just came out here as well. You know, last week you saw that Carl Granderson, who the Saints picked up a little bit ago, sentenced to 6 months in jail from a sexual assault case in 2018. And then this morning, just a little bit ago, as you retweeted, the Giants saying that their safety, Cameron Moore, Saints draft pick last year, arrested over the weekend in Jersey for an alleged domestic violence-related incident. He's been suspended by the team further pending investigation. Two cases there that I don't know if the Saints really want to be associated with.
Yeah, of course. Anytime that stuff like that happens, obviously you don't want the PR nightmare that comes about it. And look, I mean, obviously Moore was a guy who we thought could eventually crack the roster. And, you know, we thought in for all intents and purposes that he was going to be on the final roster, but he doesn't. And, you know, does the way of practice squad and stuff. The Giants end up picking him up and he finds home there kind of. You know, that's the thing is the offseason for a lot of players is tumultuous, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things that they're going to be experiencing and face. And, you know, obviously you have to conduct yourself on and off the field with a certain level of integrity, professionalism and such. And, you know, it's unfortunate because you don't ever wish that upon anybody to go through these situations. But at the same time, the league takes this stuff really seriously. And, you know, whether it's Granderson, Cameron Moore, Kareem Hunt, all these other guys, you know, the NFL is going to investigate and they're going to do what they have to do at the end of the day.
All right, the main reason I got you on, the all-important stuff, everything we just talked about kind of important, this is really important. Madden ratings. Nothing matters more than Madden ratings. You have it up at CanalStreetChronicles.com. The top 10 overall. The biggest surprise to you in that top 10 is?
I'd say Kamara being so low. I think that's him and Demario Davis. Like, what are you guys talking about? So it's just I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, look, Cam Jordan, he's obviously fantastic. So, you know, not seeing him a little higher is probably something that you want to say, what are you talking about? So, because I think he belongs up there in the upper tier edge. And, you know, other than that, I think Thomas is rated well. Drew Brees is fine. So, and you just see Marshawn Lattimore, he retweeted the update about him being so low and just did a big old LOL. So that's pretty funny.
That's right. They're all there. I'm going to get into the biggest snubs for you here as well. But you mentioned Kamara. And again, maybe this is just fun. And maybe you do this when you're sitting on a bar stool with some buddies. But, dude, I couldn't make the case that he's the most important offensive player on this team, honestly. And I say that because he can score at any time. He can run away from you. He can elude you and make you miss. He can break tackles. He can catch passes. He can run in between the tackles and guards. He can do anything and everything on offense. And he's a matchup nightmare. I don't know anyone that can cover him. Yes, you can make that case for Thomas. I can't put him in the top three only because, John, he doesn't normally run away from people. I know Brian sent me a video of him doing it once or twice last year. I'm talking about catching a 5-yard slant and smoking people. That's not his game. Guy gets open, sure hands, strong, gets you first downs. Hey, he should be paid as one of the top receivers. But I'm talking about with Kamara, he can run away from you. He can catch and do that and run and do that as well. He can make you miss. He looks like he plays on the Matrix. I think to me, he's the biggest and best offensive weapon this team has, honestly.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, you know, the thing is, you're going to have to game plan around Alvin Kamara. I mean, the thing is, he can beat you in the running game. He can beat you wide open in space, especially when you see the Saints go 5 wide. And look, I mean, again, we've talked about it at length, right? And the pick your poison type mentality that, look, you're going to have Michael Thomas outside. You might have Kamara in the slot. Mm-hmm. You might have Jared Cook opposite of Kamara. I mean, that's a nightmare for opposing defenders. And, you know, for the Saints, it's always been about who can step up and be that third, fourth, fifth, you know, consistent option in the Saints offense. But, you know, Michael Thomas, look, he plays his game physical off the line of scrimmage. He does a lot of things. He can get deep on some things, like against the Rams last year in the regular season matchups. I mean, you see how he can do that. But, you know, that's not necessarily where they put him. And the Saints are going to put people at their strengths. And, you know, Kamara is a guy that he's kind of like a Rubik's Cube. If you're going to try to solve him, I mean, you're going to have to make sure you have everything lined up before you can attack him.
All right. The biggest snub. I thought it was interesting you brought up Taysom Hill. That's horrible in the 50s. What was it, 56 or something of that nature? I'm like, where do you put him, though? Like, what Jordan tried to give me the explanation of, well, he's not one position sort of player. I mean, running back, now receiver's going to catch passes here. Quarterback, you can't really put him in the 90s or 80s. But I mean, in terms of impact, man, he's got to be at least above a 70. I don't know where I put him, but he's got to be above a 70, right?
Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder, too. And another guy that I thought was snub was Bill Lutz. He's only at 77. The guy was 93.3% accurate on all his field goals last year, over 250-yard field goals. I mean, it's just those types of things that just drive you crazy, right? It's just the game developer. These guys always tell you, hey, it's really hard to get these ratings right and all this other stuff. And a guy like Hill, he's got speed. We've seen that. He can break tackles. We've seen that. He can throw the ball. I mean, he may not be the most accurate passer, but he can throw the ball. He can chuck it. Oh. And he can sort of tackle on special teams. And for somebody like him to come in with such a bogus rating, I think they're going to get a few complaints there in that department.
John J. Hendricks. Go check out the stuff over at Canal Street Chronicles. He has the breakdown of most of those Saints players and their Madden ratings and can have a little fun with that. Here's the beauty of it, literally. Next Friday, my friend, we'll be covering practice number one.
Yep.
Are you going to go full Jordan? He says he doesn't want the credential. He's going to go full fan because apparently the stands this year will be covered and they will have misters. And he plans on sitting in the shade and relaxing while we're standing up and being told to sit down.
Oh, well, that'll be fun. I mean, yeah, maybe we can get some runoff on that mist and try to collect it and use it to our advantage.
That's what I'm talking about, right? John, we'll see you soon, man. Thanks for hopping on.
Have a good one.
Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING is the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Great Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Don Lane Construction.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by four dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
On the Sporting Life.
Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. It took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Our thanks to Will Gilley and John Hendricks coming up in hour number two. Rafael Esparza will touch on some of the topics from over the weekend. Did you watch Wimbledon last night, or yesterday morning, rather? I know you were watching it yesterday. And I'm a Roger Federer fan. I was rooting for him.
Same.
Two match points. Could not win it. And, oh, it's heartbreaking. It was to see Federer.
Yeah. I mean, one shot, I guess. So, don't know which one to pick.
Yeah. That's going to sting a bit, right? It's going to sting. A little longer, feelings on loss.
Similar to getting broken, you know, when serving for the match, you know. Take it on your chin, you move on, and you try to forget, and you try to take the good things out of this match, you know. It's just tons of it, and like similar to 08, maybe I will look back at it and think like, well, it's actually not that bad after all, you know, but for now it hurts and it should, you know, like every loss hurts here at Wimbledon. But yeah, I think it's a mindset, and I'm very strong at being able to move on, you know, because I don't want to be depressed about actually an amazing tennis match. At the end, it actually doesn't matter, you know, to some extent, you know, you might feel more disappointed, sad, over angry. I don't know what I feel right now. You know, I just feel like it's such an incredible opportunity missed. I can't believe it, you know, but it is what it is, you know.
Turns 38 in a few weeks.
That's it. I feel like he's been playing since.
Yes, well, in tennis, you start early. You start at the teens. Look, the crowd was chanting for Federer the entire time. Joker on what that meant.
I like to transmute it in a way. So when the crowd is chanting Roger, I hear Novak. So that's.
I like it. Look, who's the best between them two? What, 21 and what, 19? So,
I think Djokovic is closing in.
Yeah, he's closing in. He's getting there. The one thing that I was walking the dog and trying to get it in between some rain yesterday. And you're like, they're knotted up at 12. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why is it a tiebreaker? Because you've had some epic finishes where it was like 22, 21, you had to win by two.
Right.
Brand new tiebreaking rule here that at 12 all in the final set, then it's the first to seven.
I think 12's a little bit too low. I think the least amount that you should probably have is 20.
Yeah. Patrick McEnroe?
I actually like the rules. I think, we've seen a lot of marathon matches, especially at Wimbledon in the last couple of years, that, first of all, you know, become boring, to be quite honest. And I think the fact that both Djokovic and Federer knew that this tiebreak was looming, it actually, I think, helped them play even better, you know, late in that fifth set. And it was a tremendous match. And I do think that having some finish point in the final set is a good thing.
It was fun. It was fun. Wonder if American male tennis will ever come back.
Maybe I might be the next male superstar.
Here we go. Here we go. The last time you played?
I'm pretty sure I was like at the beach, and I was just kind of
at the beach.
Hitting the ball.
Joey, are you aware of any beach courts that's on the circuit right now in the ATP?
It's like one of those resorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On that note, hour one was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KIND. Hour one in the books. Hour two next. And your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.